QLG, KO4NUE. G, KO4NUE. See, nothing heard.
All right, W4DJW. 4DJW mobile.
4DJW, KR4ACR.
Where are you?
Hot.
You and me both, I'm sweating bullets.
You asked Patrick about the crossband repeat. I was just going to tell you I finally got that set up here a week or so ago. And I can now hear this repeater inside my office.
Feature, isn't it? I use that a lot, especially when I go out walking the dogs now. I used to use it when I was working out in the yard a long time ago and got away from it. But then I take the dogs out so much now, I decided to set it up. It works really good.
Yeah, I was impressed, although I worry about the radio in the car getting too hot, but so far, so good.
Even to, like, 5 watts out. Can it hit the repeater on 5 watts?
I'll have to look at that when I stop, but I do think I cut it down to, like, mid-power. I don't think I got it on 5. I'll just have to see.
Yeah, it doesn't hurt them at all to run 5 watts. I tried to turn the UHF side down to, you know, milliwatts, if I can, try to keep it really low, because, you know, you're only going a few feet with it.
Yeah, I know I did that one on low power. I just don't remember the 610 side.
Crank that one up. It's just depending on where you are and weather conditions and all that stuff. Well, you doing okay? What's new?
Nothing is ever new with me. Same old stuff every day.
I got a big old long list. I'm chopping away at the list, knocking them off. She's adding them to the tail of the list, and I'm taking them off the front.
Now, this morning over, he's from Gaffney, but he was talking about his air conditioning. His car went out, and I said, well, I've got a little cheap ice maker. We're being reminded about that. The only thing is, I don't know anything about cheap ice makers.
What's sitting on the desk?
A little ice maker.
Oh, an ice maker. Okay. April sent out a message when you were talking, and I missed that piece of it.
It's something my daughter bought off a Mac bid or whatever and gave to her mother, and it worked for about 2 weeks and quit.
And then put a fan behind it and blow cold air out?
You put water in the thing, and then, you know, it plugs in, and it's supposed to make little small ice. Like I say, it has to sit on the counter, so it's in the way, but like I say, it just quit making ice, so I don't know. But like I say, it's probably not worth fixing.
It won't cost much, probably get a few weeks' worth out of them and move along. Well, I got a big old line over here. Tuesdays are usually that way at the transfer station.
Yes, I'm headed back to Greenville. I'm in Greer now. I had to run something out here right quick, but yes, I'm at work.
Retirement.
Till the mortuary picks me up, probably.
C9B. No depth, just to let you know, this is 5 watts from Williamson.
Well, that's not bad at all. I can hear you. I mean, it's a little low, but you're perfectly readable.
HD. I just want to let you know that. Y'all go ahead. Dave, good to hear you in there. NC9B.
Good to hear you too, Leon. Your 5 watts from Williamson is doing the job. Go ahead, Terry.
Hey, I'll check my radio when I get stopped back in Greenville, because that's where I usually use it from, and that's where it would matter.
It will. You might be surprised, too, at how quick the battery goes down if you're using high power. It sucks more juice out of the battery than you realize when you crank it up.
Yeah, I'm just thinking I had it on high power originally, and I'm thinking I cut it back, but I'll just have to look.
Are you using anything to protect the battery from going below 11 volts?
You mean the car? No.
Yeah, if the battery goes down below 11 volts, you knock a few years. Every time it does that, you knock a few years off of its life.
It's a Prius, so I don't know what you call the batteries. What, lithium or something?
Oh, it's a Prius? Ah, okay. Well, you got a lot heftier battery than everybody else.
It's somewhere that Toyota, that it would void the warranty if you put a ham radio in a Prius.
Right. My wife's car is an Avalon. It's a hybrid. and it's got more battery than a ham radio operator could ever use. That hybrid battery works really good, too.
On most of the day yesterday, of course, I wasn't talking on it, but it was primarily on cross-band repeat, and, I mean, it didn't seem to affect the battery at all, from what I could tell. Start the car up and go.
That same screen I have that shows you the powertrain and what's going where, what's going in the battery from the engine, and what's going, well, I don't know if that one has an engine, but what's coming out of the battery and going to the motors?
Right.
So you can know ahead of time, before you start, where that is, that cell is, and then you can come back and look at it afterwards. It probably doesn't even move.
Yeah, I don't have it on that right now, but I can switch it over to that, yeah.
That'd be a good indicator whether or not you're using any, you know, appreciable juice. Probably not.
Probably a dumb question, but is there any reason why the 820 repeater is seldom used?
It's hot, it starts to fatigue really fast. So it's about a 40-year-old repeater. It needs to be replaced. Anyways, my turn up in the slot, so I'm going to let you go and back in the place here and unload. Catch you later, Terry, W4DJW.
KR4ACR, be clear.